property tax rate for South Carolina manufacturers is 10.5%. The president of the Lancaster County Economic Development Corporation, Keith Tunnell, says that's absurdly high.
If there was no fee agreement, there would be no project because no company is going to locate in South Carolina and pay 10.5% tax.
Tunnell says fee agreements are common in South Carolina. Manufacturers that invest more than $150 million and create more than 150 jobs can pay a 4% fee instead for 30 years. For the Keir Group, that amounts to about $620,000 a year. In addition, the state is giving Keir Group a $4 million grant, and Lancaster County is providing a $7.7 million bond to help pay for construction. More than half of the annual fee that the company pays the county for the first 10 years will actually be returned to the Keir Group to help pay off the $7.7 million bond. The other 40%, about $250,000 a year, will go to the county and school district. The 500 textile jobs will pay a starting wage of $13.50 an hour. That might not sound like much, but it's what Lancaster County needs, says Brent Lane. He studies incentives as a director of the Center for Competitive Economies at UNC Chapel Hill.
500 jobs that are a good fit for your current workforce, and particularly for any workers who may not currently have jobs, is in many ways the best possible outcome.
Over the past 15 years, Lancaster County lost 11,000 textile jobs. And Lane says there's a large base of low-skilled workers in the region. He says a company that employs the existing workforce with modest wages can have a larger economic impact than companies that import high-skilled workers and executives. Keir Group will begin construction and hiring workers in the next few months. Tunnell says Mecklenburg County was also on the short list of places for this project. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.